You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and on today's episode, we have one of the CVB's favorite people to have, Peach Morrison of the South Carolina Lowcountry Tourism Commission. Welcome to the show, Peach.
Thanks, Daquan. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. Like I said, you're one of our favorite people to have a conversation with, to talk to anytime we have a conversation outside of the office. It's always a hoot, and it's always a hoot nanny. So,
well, I got y'all all snowed well then.
So I know a little bit about you, Peach, but could you let the audience know a little bit about you and who you are?
Absolutely. I am a born and bred South Carolinian, grew up in the Somerville area, and was working and living on the Isle of Palms, working at Wild Dunes when Hugo came through. Mm-hmm. So it blew me back to school. So I went back to Carolina and finished there, and kind of slowly but surely worked my way back to the coast, and got here in 1997 to work for the Marine Corps. So the Marine Corps is what brought me to Beaufort, not as an active duty, but as a civilian Marine.
Okay.
So yeah, so worked for them for about 10 years and loved it, but it was time to move. And so back in 2006, I went to work for the Lowcountry Tourism Commission.
Okay. So that's kind of your Beaufort story. We like to ask everybody what their Beaufort story is, and you know, what brought them to Beaufort and their connection to Beaufort. So how long have you yourself been working with the Lowcountry Tourism Commission?
Since 06. Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, I was with the Marine Corps for about 10 years, and that was really cool. And, you know, the South Carolina coast is just such a wonderful place to be in. And I loved, you know, just being on that coastal, being on the high tide and the low tide, and having sand between my toes and puff mud in the air. So it's a wonderful place to be, and I'm so glad to be here. I've started out with the commission just as an office assistant, and then slowly but surely worked my way up to the directorship, and have loved it ever since. We cover Hampton, Colleton, Beaufort, and Jasper counties. So we've got such a wide range of destinations to, you know, from the very, very rural to the very, very tourism everywhere. So it's been quite a joy and quite a pleasure, and a lot to learn too.
So before we get into the different areas you represent, kind of talk about like growing up on the coast. What was that like in a sense of being in South Carolina, in Somerville, and just growing up?
Yeah, well, when I was in Somerville, it was a very sleepy little town. Of course, it has changed a lot. But my grandparents had a house down at Edisto Beach, which my sister and I grew up there in the summers and would spend time with them. And my grandmother would teach us how to find shark's teeth and what the different shells were. And there was a lady that lived kind of catty corner to us, Ms. Nell Graydon, who's a very, very famous author. And she taught us how to crab in the surf. Yeah, and so it was just a wonderful way to grow up and to learn about the coastal things and all the things that nature has to offer, especially here in South Carolina.
Yeah, and that's important for those who are coming to Beaufort for vacations and coming to the area to visit, you know, bringing your family, bringing your kids and starting family trips. You get that experience, you get that different type of lifestyle than just sitting at home playing video games or being on the tablet and watching TV. You get that in-person, outside experience that not everybody gets to have, especially on the coast.
Absolutely. There's so many people that visit our area that never have even been in the ocean, you know? So that amazes me, being as blessed as I was to be in it in my mama's belly back in the day. But, you know, the learning of what nature does here, and, you know, our beautiful flora and fauna, and the multi-generational thing is one of the things that you love. And as far as bringing the grandparents and the parents and the kids together to have some time where you're just maybe doing puzzles at the beach or, you know, cooking out and having a great old time like that. And just being there and sharing time with each other, which is so extremely important these days.
And it creates unique opportunities and memories that you can remember and be like, oh, like to this day, my mother-in-law comes to Hilton Head because she grew up going to Hilton Head, and it's and she brings her kids to Hilton Head and her grandkids and her great grandkids. So they constantly want to go and do Hilton Head, and it creates a family bond. And then, you know, the kids end up bringing their kids, and it's an endless cycle. So that's why it's important to come to Beaufort and for visitors to start that trend, because it's something that keeps on giving.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what Edisto did. And you could do that at Fripp. I mean, I live here, but our vacation time with my family is Edisto for a week. And like you said, you could do it at Fripp, you could do it at Harbor Island and all the different places we have here too. But it's just so amazing to have that time. My mom, who's 88, spending time with my granddaughters, her great grands, who are 3 and 8. So yeah, it's just an amazing time to come together and to really appreciate each other and learn about each other. Because Lord, we, you know, all the stories that my mom tells my grands, you know, it's amazing. You know, yeah, we tell stories about my grandparents, and you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something that it just keeps the cycle going, like we said, and it's a great family experience from generation to generation. With the role of the Lowcountry Tourism Commission, how does it work in the different destinations in the region?
Well, as I said, we are Beaufort, Hampton, Jasper, and Colleton counties. We have our visitor center at the Frampton House right off of exit 33 on I-95. So we have lots of information about all the different areas. We've got such a really incredible area to promote. You know, mm-hmm, it's so much fun to do. It's a fun job. It's a tough job. And it's not just about the fun times, but that's our job, is to make memories and bring people to a place where they can make really happy memories, whether it's history or culture or environmental, and then all the restaurants that go along with that. And as I said, we have the small little areas or rural areas, but then we have Beaufort and we have Edisto Beach and we have Walterboro and Hardyville and Ridgeland, mm-hmm, and Hampton, yeah, and, you know, Port Royal and all the really cool areas that, you know, if you hub and spoke out of Beaufort, you can go take a day trip to Charleston, go take a day trip to Savannah, and you get the whole different perspectives of all the whole area.
That's a great point, Peach. With such history around the area of Beaufort, and Beaufort being the second oldest city in South Carolina, of course, the other surrounding areas are just as old and just as historic and cultural. When I was working in the visitor center, we had somebody come in and ask about, you know, John Lawrence and his time here in South Carolina and the troops that he led. They were asking where exactly was that. And, you know, I couldn't exactly tell them, but I was like, you know, if you search far enough outside the area of Beaufort or in Beaufort, you can find the history. You can find so much more out about the area.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people are surprised that we have so much Revolutionary War in this area, history in this area. The Battle of Port Royal was very big and very key. What you're talking about was more in the Colleton County area in Jacksonboro. Mm-hmm. That's where he met his demise. And there's a nature trail that's back in there that you can, we're working on trying to get that land so that it can be more visitable. Mm-hmm. So the Revolutionary War, we have Yamasee Indian, we have Native American history, we have the Revolutionary War, we have, of course, the colonial times, of course, Civil War, mm-hmm, Reconstruction, the Gullah culture, the Civil Rights Movement with Dr. King here at Penn Center on St. Helena, and then up to modern day. So we are just covered in history. And there's so many ways to learn about it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get out there and go to the beach, but you also want to find a way to make history fun. And yeah, and here in Beaufort, you know, there's several ways you can do that. I volunteer with CAPA, which does the ghost tours in October.
Yep.
And so we do walking tours out around in the Old Point, and they have them. You can do them year round. Those are just during October, but they do them year round, whether they do golf cart or horse and carriage or walking tours. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody too, you know, one of the coolest things is to see Beaufort by the water.
Yeah.
If you've not seen Beaufort by water, it's you're missing a whole lot. There's Coastal Expeditions does a lot of, there's Kayak Beaufort. There's all sorts of groups that'll take you out and take you out in the water, but they'll also teach you about, you know, the ecology that we have, the mm-hmm, estuary and stuff, all of the Revolutionary War history, all the fire, the Great Fire, and yeah, the hurricanes that have been here and the pirates that have been here. So it's a really, really cool way to learn about the history of Beaufort. You can get the culture side. You get Aunt Pearly Sue and the Gullah Kinfolk, and you do their thing out at Penn Center. We just are so blessed, mm-hmm, by the history, by the culture, by the natural. You know, yeah, that's one of the things that really, I think, set us up in this area, in the Lowcountry, the whole Lowcountry. Mm-hmm. We have all these open spaces. We're not heavily populated. We have all of our wonderful restaurants that have seating outside. And it was a place where people felt safe.
Yeah.
So it lended itself, and we grew that market share because we had those things. So, you know, our natural environment is just incredible. And then another thing, you know, one of the things I love about Beaufort is that our founding fathers were so forward-thinking about, mm-hmm, doing the waterfront park, about all the open land trusts there, all their open vistas,
yeah,
whether they're on Bay Street or even on Reball Road. You know, we still have that natural look. And yeah, I hope we always, always keep that, because that's one of the things that really combines with the history and the restaurants and the places to stay and the beaches mm-hmm. and the more rural places where some of the, you know, you want to go back. Some of the grandparents might want to go back and see little old Varnville and little old Hampton, and they're beautifully restored, their downtowns. Mm-hmm. So it just really makes for a complete picture of what the Old South is. And these oak trees, yeah. Oh my goodness, you know, dripping with the Spanish moss, which is neither Spanish nor moss, but it's in a bromeliad family. It's kin to a pineapple. So all these little tidbits that you pick up and you learn, whether you want to learn or not, you say, wow, well, hey, we didn't learn about this one, or we didn't go to that place. So let's come back and mm-hmm. do it again.
Yeah. It's just dipped in so much that you are always learning every day. Which kind of brings me into a personal question of mine. You mentioned your time in Beaufort in the Marines. Was that your first experience coming to the area, or were you familiar with the area prior to?
I think I'd been to Beaufort maybe twice before. Mm-hmm. And that was back when in the kind of the days that the Big Chill was filmed. Mm-hmm. So it did not look like it does now. The downtown was quite less populated mm-hmm. and quite very many open shops. So mm-hmm. a lot of the windows were not filled up, but it was just a wonderful time to be back up to the coast. You know, after Hurricane Hugo blew me away, mm-hmm. It's so laid back. I'll tell you the story. I always call Beaufort, Charleston, and Savannah the three sisters.
Yeah.
Charleston being the older sister, because she's very well put together and she's very well established, but she can be kind of sure of herself. And then Savannah being the younger sister, because she loves to party and she wants to go out and she's young and beautiful. And then Beaufort is the middle sister who will put her pearls on, but she'll also get in the truck, back the boat in the water, and get shrimp for supper. So it's just so laid back, and it's so, we have everything here, but we're not. It means a lot to us to stay in that natural vein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great analogy of them being the three sisters, of Charleston being dressed up and more civilized, and you want to go out and enjoy the aesthetics of the upscale life. And then Savannah is a little bit more downscale, where you want to kick off your shoes and throw a party and enjoy going from bar to bar. Whereas Beaufort is kind of in between. You could do a little bit of both of Savannah and Charleston and kind of mix and match. So that's Absolutely. A great point.
Absolutely. And that's one of our taglines, is that we're south of Charleston, north of Savannah, and just near heaven.
Yeah, that's perfect. So what is your favorite areas in Beaufort? What would you say if you had to pick a couple areas?
Well, definitely Hunting Island. I mean, you know, especially the south side has got mm-hmm. that Boneyard Beach, and I love to go out there and take my hammock and just string the hammock up on one of the down trees and put a chair in the shade and walk the beach and look for shark's teeth. They've got some great shark's teeth on Hunting also. We've got great state parks. So definitely Hunting Island is my Sunday go-to to kind of de-stress and chill out and hit Beto's on the way for a shrimp bowl. The grits bowl.
Yes.
Their grits bowl. Well, the triple grits is good too, but their grits bowl is my go-to.
Okay.
So got to hit them and get, you know, there's also so many really cool places. The Port Royal Foundation Maritime Center, that's a really cool place. I love to take mm-hmm. my grandgirls to that, because you got a little statuary of Snowball, the albino dolphin that Pat Conroy talks about.
Yep.
And the Pat Conroy Literary Center, that's an awesome one to go to. I mean, there's nobody in the world that could have addressed and could speak what Beaufort is all about and mm-hmm. using just words.
Yep.
And the man, he could describe Beaufort so beautifully in words. And that was just, so his literary center is really awesome too. Even at Parris Island, you can get on Parris Island. You just have to make sure that you have your driver's license, ID, registration, and proof of insurance. But there's a museum there that is wonderful. Half of it is all military, but the other half talks about St. Helena here. They talk about how Beaufort came through the whole time frame. So that's a really cool place too, that a whole lot of people don't know about it. Mm-hmm. But as I said, with the little walking tours and the old point, some of these houses back here, because the Port Royal Sound was taken very early in the Civil War mm-hmm. and the Beaufortonians pretty much just buried their silver and left and said, you know, this is going to last a week or so, whatever. We'll go visit family and come back.
Yeah.
Well, of course that didn't happen, but because it did, you know, they didn't stay and fight, Beaufort was never fired upon. So all these beautiful antebellum homes that are on the old point are just, you know, just mm-hmm. so captivating, and the oak trees that are there. There's some grand oaks on in the old point too. So it's it lends itself to, you know, there's pretty much everything you want here. All the little mom and pop shops that are along Bay Street and the wonderful restaurants, and it's just a really, really wonderful place to live and to visit.
Yeah. I like to tell people, this is a reoccurring thing, is when someone says, what is it like living in Beaufort? Or, you know, tell me, why do you live in Beaufort? And my words are, every time I step out of my house, it feels like I'm out on vacation because it is amazing here. It's perfect. There's not a day where I'm like, oh, I wish I lived somewhere else. It's perfect from top to bottom living here in Beaufort. And just like any area, you have your ups and your downs, but Beaufort is as close, like you said, close to heaven as you can get. It is amazing living here.
Yes, it is. And the surrounding areas too. So you don't get bored. I mean, there's so many different places. Like in Walterboro, there's the Walterboro Wildlife. There's the Artisan Center. There's a wonderful museum and farmer's market. So, you know, if you can have a little change of scenery and go up there, and the drives, you don't have to get on the I. You can go on the back roads, go down Old Sheldon Church Road and take a little picnic and go to Old Sheldon Church. And you know, whether you go to Hardyville, you could go to it's called Sergeant Jasper Park. Beautiful little place out there. They got some little canoes that you can rent and go paddle around. And Blue Heron Nature Trail is a great one. We talk about all the little trails. You know, it's about getting outside and appreciating nature and getting some sunshine, getting out of the AC or the heat, whatever, you know, the
time
deal
of year
is.
Yeah,
you can always get outside. And those who are driving 95, you know, and with kids, my gosh, and pets in their cars going back and forth, it's an opportunity for them, you know, 3 miles off of the I to get out, walk around, take a break, and then get back in and go.
Yep. And that's nothing considering if you're on a long distance trip. So you can just easily pull off and come back onto the highway. So a question for you, since you dealt with Marines, one of the things I've noticed is when I do mention Beaufort, and of course people realize Parris Island's a Beaufort, they've had an issue with, I was like, oh, I live in Beaufort. And they're like, oh, I know that place from Parris Island. I asked them, oh, well, have you come back? They're like, no, not really. Once I got done with the Marines, that was it. I didn't want to come back. What could you say to people like that who have that kind of mindset of why they should come back to Beaufort?
Well, you know, I was with the Corps just shy of 10 years. And there are two factions. There's those that went through boot camp there, probably in the middle of summer, that they probably don't want to come back. And it's just because of boot camp. But there's that other faction that when they retire, they already know, I want to retire back to Beaufort. You know, so we've got a very strong, and working for the Corps, I went, visited, and did training at several other different installations. And I never saw a community and Marine Corps relationship like there is here in Beaufort with Parris Island, the recruit depot, and the air station, and the Naval Hospital. So it's a really, really unique and a wonderful just a community together and the collaboration, you know, and these guys retire and come back and fulfill some really, really strong positions in the community. And volunteers, Marine Corps, some of the best volunteers you ever have in your life. So those guys that say they would never come back, you know, give it another try. You don't have to go on the rock. That's what we call it, the rock. You don't have to go there. Just come on back to Beaufort and you'll see how it's changed and how it's grown and how open-armed the community is now with the Corps.
Yeah. And one of the things I've noticed also that I've talked to a bunch of different people is they didn't get to explore Beaufort. They just, you know, stayed out there on Parris Island. So that's all they know. So come back, actually explore the town around and see what you missed while you were here. So I think that's a good idea for anyone who was here or anyone who is interested in coming here to kind of explore and see the town around. So what are some of the hidden gems in the Lowcountry you think should be known about?
I've mentioned a lot of them. Port Royal Foundation is really cool. That Calton County Museum and Farmers Market, they got some wonderful programming. And they have a kitchen there, too, where they can the local community can come in and use the commercial kitchen and can their own goods. And they sell them at the museum. They have a little cafe there, too. So that's really cool, along with the Farmers Market. There's also a place called the Moore Center. M-O-R-R-I-S, because I say it real fast, but the Moore Center is in Ridgeland, and they do some wonderful programming. They'll have the ladies from Dufusky Island, the blues, the Indigo Blue ladies. They'll come and do classes. They have art classes as far as Fuse Glasgow, and they have all sorts of different exhibitions that move around. They've got a diorama of Honey Hill, which was one of the Civil War battles. They also have some Revolutionary War stuff in there, and it's a hidden little gem right off the exit in the Ridgeland. So that's a really cool place. Of course, all the trails at Widgeon Point, the Beaufort County that and the city also have some wonderful parks that you can always, Spanish Moss Trail, and the shops in Beaufort. There's so many little, really cool mom and pop shops here. There's a little coffee shop, and we have also wonderful restaurants that you can watch the water at the Beaufort River and see the bridge turn. That's always a fun thing to watch that bridge turn. And that's a Forrest Gump bridge, I think everybody knows, because that's where he was running into Alabama. So it's really, really just a wonderful area to do, find and really cool things to do and let the kids run some energy out. We were helping with the Oyster Festival this past weekend, and that was always fun to see everybody out and bundled up in the cold weather, and which is great for oysters, you know, but it's just, it's such a really cool, just little area.
Oh yeah. And I must say that, I have spent some time in Nashville and then came back down to South Carolina. So I got an experience of what cold is and what we think cold is, and it's definitely not too cold here. So I can actually step outside and be like, you know, it's not that bad actually. Down to that, I actually get to experience the cold weather. So when people from the north come down and they're like, oh, this is nice, they're getting a different bit of cold while we're all bundled up, freezing our tails off. So.
And I will say the Canadians, bless their heart, they're in the water at Hunting Island this time of year, no problem. And I'm really pleased to see that market come back. You know, of course, during COVID, they were really hunkered down. But the Canadians are now at our visitor center. I think last month it was 9 different countries that people were from.
Awesome.
From all over the place. And so it's good to see the international market coming back.
Yeah, that is really good. So before we wrap up, Peach, we really thank you for coming on the episode. Where can people find you on social media? And do you have a website?
What do you mean, do we have a website? Of course we do. And it's very complete. As a matter of fact, we're working on it. So that's why all the different pages. Yeah, there's things to do. It's SouthCarolinaLowCountry.com. You can look at all the different destinations. You can plan day trips and different itineraries. You can look at what all the hotels are, the bed and breakfast, the vacation rentals, all that kind of good stuff. There's several blogs that we have. And that reminds me, one of the other cool places with Edisto Beach, as far as a hidden gem, is Botany Bay. That's another one of those boneyard beaches. And you can only go when it's low tide.
Yeah.
So you got to watch the tides. Of course, we have to do that all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it'll give all kind of things to see and do. And we have blogs on there too. And one of our most popular blogs is about the Forrest Gump locations. And it always comes top 5 of our URLs almost every month. So
yeah,
we got lots of cool information in there, things you want to see or do. We have very well-trained staff and they love the area too. And you just let them know what you want to do. And that's at the Low Country Tourism Commission, as I said, Frampton House with Visitor Center, exit 33 off I-95. And we just come and see us on social media. We're Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest is at SC Low Country. Also hashtag that's my low country.
Okay. So thank you so much, Peach. We really appreciate you for coming on and talking about the South Carolina Low Country Tourism Commission. If you want more information on upcoming events happening in our area, be sure to visit beaufortsc.org/events. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.